far do you think you've come from the start of camp to today?
I feel like I came a long way simply because I'm more confident in the playbook. That was probably the biggest change for me, is just getting used to the playbook. I'm a lot more comfortable with it now, so I could go and play at a faster pace.
What's been the biggest transition for you? Or what's been the biggest adjustments you've had to make?
It's more mental than anything. Just coming from college to the NFL is more of a mental aspect. You have to make sure you go home and watch more film, study the playbook on your own with the more free time you have.
Have you talked to Jay since his injury?
Yes, I talked to him.
I mean, obviously he came out and talked to us, but I mean, it changes your role significantly where you didn't know whether you were starting, and now it almost seems definitely you're starting.
I'm just going out there and do the best I can do, because it's one of the reasons we come out here and practice every day, is just go out there and execute the game plan.
What would it be like to start week one in Dallas? I mean, you know, you're a rookie, to be out there for your first game.
It'd be amazing. It's one of the things you always look forward to, is just playing in a big game like that, especially a season opener.
What's it been like playing next to Snacks?
It's been pretty cool so far. He's always critiquing me, make sure I do stuff right, and just he's pretty much teaching me why I play beside him on the field. So it's just small things you probably wouldn't see before he's helping you on.
You mean like in games, practice?
Pretty much both.
Yeah.
How much have you played alongside him? Been a lot? Sparingly, have you sort of been?
I've been practicing beside him a lot right now. Up to now, it's been pretty a lot.
Is there one thing specifically you feel like he's helped you with?
Pretty much everything. Just getting accustomed to the speed of the NFL game, and just the playbooks and things like that, and just little technique things on the field, the defensive position.
Have you started to peek ahead and look at the Cowboys on film, the offensive line?
I looked at a little bit of it, but I'm pretty much looking at the Patriots right now because it's the next game we got.
When you got drafted, or when you were in the spring, did you ever think, is it hard to believe that you could be starting week one?
Yeah, it's hard to believe because it felt like yesterday I was just playing the national championship game, and it all came pretty quick.
How much does that prepare you? When you go to a school like Alabama, you play with so many great players. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's prepared you for this?
I think it prepared me a lot simply because Coach Saban has pretty much like the college NFL team, you can say. It's like a mini NFL program, you can say. And I feel like just going there for 5 years helped me out a lot.
How do you anticipate your nerves will be before that first game?
I'm going to be pretty nervous. I'm going to have a lot of butterflies. I have butterflies before every game. That just means you care. So I'm going to be pretty nervous about it.
Do you feel, though, that you'll be ready? I mean, you're obviously also going to face one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Do you feel, though, that you're ready and that would it be overwhelming or anything?
I feel like I'm ready. I'm up to the challenge. And they picked me to come here and play as a dominant defensive lineman. That's what I plan to do.
So you got more aggressive and effective middle camp, like as you understood the defense better, essentially?
Yes, because just new game, new playbook, coming as a rookie, the main thing you don't want to do is mess up your assignment. And I feel like at the beginning of the camp, I was more timid because I didn't want to mess up. And as I learned the playbook and got used to the playbook for the most part, I was able to come out here and be more aggressive.